thank the Lord for all the praises to Him today in the music and the hearts here. During the month of May, I want to preach on a series on the Holy Spirit and the blessing He is to us. Because when you think of family life, you can't have a good family life without God's Holy Spirit leading the way. You think of your relationship with other Christians, you're not going to connect with them much unless Christ and His Spirit is the center of that. And when you think of your own walk with God, you'll constantly be falling down and have a sense of defeat unless you're relying on His Holy Spirit in you to lead your way. And so just the importance of who He is and the gift from God the Father and God the Son. So we keep the Lord together here in His work. And what if you had the opportunity to spend 3 years in the physical presence of Jesus? That is, Jesus was physically present to you. Let's say after He rose from the dead, you were one of the early disciples, and He said, okay, I'm not going to ascend to heaven. I'm going to spend three more years with you folks, and you can watch me when I pray, learn how to pray, see when I worship, and learn how to worship. Hear my teachings and have your life changed and see my miracles and be amazed. You'd say, this is what I was looking for. You know, to be in the physical presence of Jesus and to go to know He was living in Irwin or North Huntington, we would say, well, this is going to really be the difference maker in our lives. And yet one day Jesus comes to you in the midst of that 3-year training program and He says, you know, it's to your advantage that I go away. And then you say, well, that's hard to believe. You know, how am I going to have an advantage by Jesus' physical presence just being gone? And He says, no, it is for your good that I go away. For unless I go away, the Helper and the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, will not come. But if I go, I will send Him to you. And when you think about the importance of God's work in our lives, God chose in His providence to have that done, have that happen for all of us since Jesus' resurrection by God's Holy Spirit coming into our life when we believe in Jesus. Most of us would choose Jesus' physical presence. You say, I'll take that. But God chooses the Holy Spirit's invisible presence in your heart as a way for you and I to be changed the way we need to be changed. I think one reason is because that's the way He changes us from within. He changes our character. A lot of us say, I can't follow Jesus, it's too hard. You know, but the Holy Spirit would live in us to give us the presence and power of God so we could move forward as a Christian. You think of the Holy Spirit's ministry to our character. I'm going to speak on that in a little bit. The fruit of His Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience. Okay, things He could produce in us. He could bring that out. Read the Gospels, and the disciples don't sound like that. You look at Peter, you look at John, you look at Matthew. They don't sound like love, joy, peace, patience. They're struggling all along. Christ is their Lord. They're learning from Him, and that's a good thing. But His life-changing Spirit is not in their soul yet. That wouldn't happen until Acts chapter 2. And then they'd start to take off. And then they'd start to follow in a way that was good and honorable to the Lord. So God the Father and God the Son send God the Holy Spirit to the 12 apostles in Acts chapter 2. And the Bible says all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit. And they were given the ability to speak in other languages so that other people could hear about the Lord. Providentially, in Jerusalem at that time, there were people from all other surrounding countries in town in Jerusalem. Kind of like one of those nationality festivals down at someplace. If you go to the arts festival, sometimes there'll be different nationality booths with food. Well, this was a celebration for Jewish folks, but from different areas of the country. The apostles, they're filled with God's Spirit, so they begin to speak in other languages so the people in that area could hear about the Lord. Hear about the Lord. So one of the reasons God gives you the Holy Spirit in your life is not just for your thrill, but so other people would know about Christ. He can do that for you. He might not give you another, make you fluent in Spanish, but He can make you fluent in His love, in His character. And so God the Holy Spirit, given as a gift to all who would receive Christ. One of the things, the best gift we have from the Lord, His Holy Spirit in us. Since 30 AD, His Holy Spirit's given to every person who trusts Christ. All Christians receive the Holy Spirit. Peter in his first sermon says pretty much, believe in Christ and you'll receive the gift of God's Spirit. And He's the constant presence of Jesus in our lives. It shows the Lord's desire to be close with you in a deep way. Remember one time Jesus talking about the closeness of family life said, boy, uses from the animal kingdom, He said, but I wish you were close to me like a mother hen with her chicks. That's the closeness God wants to us. So He sends His Holy Spirit in our lives so we can know closeness with Him and have a relationship with Him. A.B. Simpson writes this. He says, having led you to Christ, talking about the Holy Spirit now becomes the personal guide, teacher, comforter, and the one who makes you holy. It's really God coming into our soul. And we can't get any closer to Him than that if we would yield to Him and recognize Him. Simpson said, He expresses the life of the Lord in you and develops in you the fruit of His Spirit. And I think that's one of the huge needs in family life today, in the lives of Christians, and in our testimony to others. The fruit of God's Spirit, or the character of the Christian being like Christ. That would be something that the atheists would agree with us about. And I sense this need in my own heart and in the lives of dear brothers and sisters in Christ. If you talk to an atheist and you talk to the average Christian in a pew and you say, you know, what do Christians really need today? What do they need to be all about? Most people, if they took an honest look at their soul, they would say, well, I need the character of Christ in my life. The atheist guy looks at a Christian and says, shrugs his shoulder. He says, there's nothing there for me to be interested in. You know, we look at one another, we get maybe disappointed with each other or something. Look at ourselves in the mirror and we say, ay, ay, ay. But one of the things the Holy Spirit does is produce the character of Christ in us so that, boy, our hearts are toward the Lord, our minds are toward Him, and we become like who we are excited about. We become like who we are excited about. And so the Holy Spirit can do that for us. That's the huge need, the character change that He would bring. And to tie it into the Lord's Supper, just like Jesus' cross is the only way to have forgiveness, God's Holy Spirit is the only way to live an obedient, effective Christian life. You just let that, take that home with you. Just like the cross is the only way to have forgiveness, the Holy Spirit is the only way for you to have an obedient Christian life. And so the need is very high. It's an 100% need. And God's faithful to do that. He'll work on you. When the Bible says all the apostles were filled with the Holy Spirit, that wasn't just like a one-time thing that happened to them once and then they were perfect after that. It was an ongoing relationship that every day they felt that need to yield to God. There's a pastor in New York City, Jim Cimbala, who I don't know of anybody else who desires to have people filled with God's Spirit more than him. Listen to a couple things he says just to motivate you to see the need to be filled with God's Spirit and have Him make a difference in family life, relationships with others, your work, your character. Here's some of the things he says. He says, The issue with God is not ability, but availability. Okay, so how's God going to work in your life? It's not how talented you are. I don't know if anybody ever told you that. It's really not how gifted you are. Otherwise, it would just be a church of superstars, you know. But it's really, it's not your ability, it's availability. Do you want to yield to God? To be more impressed with God than you are human talent? Could you be that way for the Lord in your soul? Be filled, the need to be filled with His Spirit. He talks about believers together. He says, if the doors of the church are not open to every race and every economic condition, those Christians will never be open to Jesus or the Holy Spirit. One of the interesting things A.B. Simpson did, one of the founders of the Alliance, he lived in he was with a fellowship of pretty educated, on the ball folks in the church. And he started bringing in all kind of people. Didn't speak English, you know, maybe looking for a job, newly off the ship immigrants. And he said, come and meet the Lord and come and sit in the church. And the strain was the church looked at the people and said, what's going on here? You know. Well, he had a heart for people. He had a heart for the Lord. Unless you and I are open to people of every economic class and every race, we will not be open to Jesus. We will not be open to the Holy Spirit. And we will not be open to heaven either, because heaven has all kinds of people there. And so every fellowship should have all kinds of people there too. We had a membership class completed, and one of the people said, someone said, what do you like about the church? And they said, the church, they're talking about you all, the church meets people where they're at. Well, that's the heart of the Lord, okay, which is a good thing. So that the need to be filled with God's Spirit, He's like that. And then unity. Here's another good one. Would you like a family that's unified? Would you like a church that's unified? If I go home to my family, I said, hey, you all, we need unified. So I'll mow the grass, and you, son, do the dishes, and you, mom, sweep the floor, and you, son, go rake the leaves. We're organized, therefore we're unified. Way to go. You know, hey, where's our hearts at? Jim Cymbala said, the unity of the Christians was not organized by the apostles. If you're looking for unity in just the organization. The unity of the Christians was not organized by the apostles. It was brought about by God's Spirit, God produced, God constructed. And so God can do that in your home. And He can do that in your relationship with other people. Cymbala went on to say two more examples. Pretty convicting here. He said, crack cocaine, alcohol, and immorality have slain their thousands. Lives get broken. Cocaine, alcohol, immorality have slain their thousands. But, he said, quarreling, gossip, and criticism among Christians have slain their 10,000s. See, the need for the Holy Spirit to produce the character of Jesus in us. Boy, he's willing to do that. He works on us in ways where we're at. And he said this one more thing that I think shows God will not only change our character, but He'll heal us in the process. Don't we all need healed and helped in some manner? He said this, the Holy Spirit is stronger than any abuse, any resentment, any unforgiveness. He will bring power and presence to the most troubled lives. Jesus said, remember, it was to our advantage that He is away for a while physically. Coming back physically, we're so glad. Come soon, Lord Jesus. But it would be to our advantage if He goes away. He will send the one who's the comforter and the counselor and the helper to change our character, which we're in desperate need of. Help us be able to serve us. It's not our ability, it's our availability. give me an available Christian any day leaning on the Lord than a Christian with a lot of ability who's not leaning on the Lord. It'll change our ability to serve. It'll bring your family together under the grace of God. And so, I don't know, in the providence of God and in the hearts of all of us, we try to stand in Acts chapter 2, verse 4, which simply says this, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And you know, as we worship God, I hope that in the providence of God and in His mercy, He looks down upon us and every heart here says, I want to be filled with God because I really do need Him that way. And maybe everybody, I've personally never been in a service where everybody was filled with the Holy Spirit in that service. But I think the Lord can do that to every open heart. You know, as you would ask Him and just empty yourself before Him. I know that someone said there's 1,000 ways where we try to be filled with self instead of filled with God, but we could be filled with God instead. So He offers that to us. And in fellowship with Him, surely He would answer that prayer. And so might we pray quietly and pray with a hunger. And also we're going to pray for some people who have needs before we have communion. Let's pray together.